Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Gio Urshela, the most happy fella. The most happy fella. He homers his first Yankee home run, a jolt to left center. And the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios here in the Bronx. That's RSVLTS.com/JohnBoy. My name is Jimmy. I got Jake with me, as always. Producer Zach in the corner. Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We'll give you the lineup. We'll give you a pitching path to victory. We'll give you a homer draft. We'll give you over-unders and some what to watch for. Jake, how you doing?
James, hello. I'm doing well. We're having a tidy Monday over here. Knock on wood if this pregame show doesn't go an hour and a half, which no promises. If we get into some stuff, we'll talk about it.
Longest pregame show on record is 3 hours.
After being here till...
asterisk, bottom of the page.
12:30 last night? What time were we here till?
One?
Something like that. So, yeah, we're excited that the lineups came out early. A little bit of a different lineup. That top four has changed for the first time. We had a nice little streak going there. And it looks like they're abusing a Gerrit Cole Day a little bit, but we're fine with it.
Gerrit Cole Day, a little abuse there, and Phillies coming out of quarantine, a little bit of abusing them, hoping that they're rusty as they should be. Let's get straight into it, Jake. The lineup today is as follows. DJ LeMahieu is leading off, playing second base. Aaron Judge, 6 home runs in his last 5 games, playing right field, batting second. Aaron Hicks slides up to the 3-hole, playing center field. Stan stays in the 4-hole, is DHing. Mike Ford, he gets the 5-hole today. It's been a revolving door of 5-hole hitters for the Yankees this season. Let's test Mikey out. Gio Urshela, the most happy fella. He is at third base. Gary Sanchez behind him catching. Brett Gardner in left field batting eighth. And Tyler Wade is your shortstop tonight, batting ninth behind Gerrit Cole, who's on the bump.
Cole World. Do we want to dive into Cole right now? Save that for the pitching path to victory.
We'll do a little lineup stuff.
Okay, little lineup. So, LeMahieu, Judge, we like that. I actually like Hicks 3-hole. I think we made some jokes about it, but with Judge being that hot, you know, Hicks is going to do his thing 3-hole. Like, he doesn't care. Glaber's getting jealous of all the home runs. Hicks just wants to see 7 pitches. That's the goal. So, I like that. Ford being 5-hole, I wish they'd reward Urshela. He's been playing so well. Like, take that 5-hole. Keep ripping it. But, again, I'm fine with it. Hopefully Gary stays hot in the 7. And then how about back-to-back lefty speedsters going belly-to-belly at the end of the lineup? The 2 fastest guys to first base on the Yankees, Brett Gardner first, as he'll remind you, and then Tyler Wade 9th.
Is this the most lefties they've had in the lineup all season?
Probably, yeah.
4?
I think so. It's either tied or the most, yeah. I wonder if Arrieta's got bad splits. I can look that up on Baseball Reference.
Why don't you look it up on Baseball Reference?
What do you think about this lineup, Tim?
It's fine. I think that you're right. They're banking on Gerrit Cole being really, really good. They're banking on the Phillies being really, really rusty. I think Glaber could use a day. He's got off to a slow start here. We know the Glaber gets a little puppy dog-ish sometimes. Gary, they gave him a day, and he was off to a putrid start. He came back looking like a refreshed and actually was putting together at-bats. So I'm totally fine with it. They're 7-1. We're in a really long stretch of games. If you're going to give everyone a day and kind of get Wade in, get Ford in, and do all these things, today's the day to do it with Cole on the bump and with the rusty Phillies coming in. Totally 100% fine with it. I think it'll be fun. Doesn't really change or have me worried.
And Jim, what if I told you there's more strategery than we initially thought? Jake Arrieta last year, 679 OPS to righties, pretty good. 931 to lefties. So, you know, we're talking rest days and stuff. I think Ford early on, if there's a pitcher with a giant platoon, I think he would get the nod. So maybe that's why he's five hole. Guardian Wade almost makes me wonder. I mean, if you're going to put Talkman in, you're taking out Hicks. So that's 6-1 way, 7-another. You're not taking Judge out right now. So thank you. Maybe a DH Judge and you get Talkman. Getting greedy there. But, yeah, this is good. And more importantly, I mean, it's Gerrit Cole going against these Phillies who haven't played a real baseball game in 7 days, something like that.
No, they've just been in their hotel room.
Some old friends on the Phillies, if I may, Jim.
Yeah.
Andrew McCutchen leading off playing left field. Rhys Hoskins playing first base.
Friend
Bryce
of the pod.
Harper. Your right fielder, Realmuto catching. Didi Gregorius, the shortstop, batting fifth.
Didi.
Segura at third. Jay Bruce DHing. Kingery, high tee at second base. And Hazley, the center fielder, with Jake Arrieta in those splits I just mentioned on the bump.
Nice. Good reading of the lineup there.
Thank you.
I have a what to watch for you.
Holy smokes. Do it.
JT Realmuto.
You're nuts.
Crush his call.
Ooh.
Oh, man, it's gross.
Give me it.
714 batting average, 10 hits and 14 at-bats.
Is that Pittsburgh Cole or Houston Cole?
Pittsburgh Cole.
Yeah.
It's really old. But you know JT's stepping in feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
JT's stepping in.
I've seen this guy.
He's telling, oh, you know what? JT crushes Pittsburgh Cole, so he's giving everyone on the Phillies his scouting report. Like, he's walking around showing them the iPad. Like, look, I'm 7 for 14 off this guy, or 10 for 14. Like, just listen to what I have to say.
Doesn't throw
and
the
then
four-seamer
first
a
time,
lot.
Yeah, first two-seamers out often. Yeah. First time through the lineup, the Phillies are going to be like, yo, JT, your scouting report was bullshit.
Your what to watch for just gave me two what to watch fors.
Wow. I wonder how many yours are going to give me. Maybe we have
a
tree of what
Buckle
to watch
up.
For. Okay, what's your what to watch for?
Gerrit Cole dominating Realmuto. Like, big time fuck yous to Realmuto.
All singles, one home run. But.
I could see Gerrit Cole holding that and saying, all right, yeah, you're 7 for 15 against me or whatever.
They haven't faced each other since 2017.
Watch this. Gerrit Cole seems like he's got a little bit of that Michael Jordan. He ain't going to forget that. So that's fun. And a mini what to watch for is just the battle of the catchers. I think Gary and Realmuto have been compared over the past few years. Realmuto's been the better catcher. I think Gary is more talented. Gary showed us some good swings. You know, I think Gary's got a little more FU to him than people assume because he does have that jovial teddy bear side to him. If Gary's bat is right, it might send a couple crosses about the bat. Maybe a couple pickoff plays by Gary. We saw him thinking about him in Boston.
Boston. That'd be fun. Stealing on each other.
Gary might try to flex this series. I'm into that.
Okay, cool. Cole's numbers versus the Phillies, besides Realmuto, aren't anything. Gene Segura's faced him a lot. Pretty, 286 batting average, so it's not bad. A lot of pop. Let's see. Harper has never popped Cole, so you know he wants to.
Ooh, yeah. Like, wants to put him in his book.
Harper wants Cole in his book. Pretty bad. Our friend Trevor Plouffe on the Talking Baseball pregame show let us know that he thinks the Phillies will just come out swinging because they're so rusty that they don't want that. You know, usually if you're facing a bad pitcher, you'd be like, let me just see a couple and get my feel. But if you go in there versus Cole, just seeing a couple, he may just only let you see a couple.
And this isn't dumb biased Yankee fan stuff. I mean, if Cole's right.
This is Talking Yanks. We're allowed to be as biased as we want.
I know, but this statement isn't. That's what I'm saying. The rest of it is. There's a chance Gerrit Cole can have a big strikeout day, like a special strikeout day. These Phillies haven't played a game. It's not a shot fired at them. They're a really good lineup.
I heard they were all playing Wii baseball a lot.
That is true, so that could give them the leg up. But if Cole's right and Philly's wrong, like, that is a recipe to put a number up there. So we will see. Let's see what both sides look like. I mean, that's a really good lineup. That's a really good lineup by Philly, and maybe they are loose. Maybe they do look good, and they're giving tough at-bats, which that would be interesting, especially when you're trying to figure out the pitching path to victory.
Yep, pitching path to victory.
It's called a segue, people.
Yeah, the owner, the guy who created it, died on it right off a cliff. That's not something to joke about, Jake.
I didn't.
Okay.
Were you?
I wasn't.
Okay.
You did the whole...
I was riding one.
Which I've never heard it sound like that. I don't have a motor on it.
Zach?
Pretty quiet vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never ridden one. I'll be honest with you.
It's more like...
Sorry, I don't know how the other half lives.
Yeah, I rode it around Florence.
I just assume. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
We raced around the Duomo, and then the Irish police were like, you can't do that in Italian. You can't do that. And we were like, we're good. We're racing.
What's your pitching path to victory?
Well, yesterday, King went. Ottavino went. Britain went. Britain should be good again. So I think you have the ninth is fine if it's a close game.
Britain.
You have Cole going. You'd like Cole to be fully stretched out now. So you'd like him to get you 7.
100 pitches.
Which is like, which for him is like stretched out.
Yeah, I mean, it's for him, it's kind of one of those first world problems. If he's striking out too many guys, that pitch count can actually get up a little higher. So
yeah.
That could lead into 6. You're looking for 6 out of Cole today.
You think 100 is the max?
I wouldn't say that. I just think...
He only went 110 or more 3 times last season. I think he's as stretched out, like 98%.
It's the regular season. It's the Phillies... who haven't played in a week, you know.
Guaranteed six.
The number's around 100. Like 6 to be the baseline.
6 is the baseline. And then you have Britain in the back.
I do want to give the Phillies a little more credit. I mean, if this Phillies team is right, you know, you could see him struggling to get through the 5th.
Maybe. It's a really good lineup, but they have only been playing Wii Baseball.
Exactly.
So.
Which we don't know if that's a plus or a minus yet.
Yeah, I don't know. So 6 innings, and then Britain at the back end, he'll be fine.
So Ottavino
should be good, and I think Chad's good to go. So you have this fine. You have Chad and Otto ready to go.
Maybe it's...
If they need to find another inning somewhere, it'd be interesting to see if it's Lasagna.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Avalon if a lefty comes up. I mean, maybe it's Avalon versus Didi.
I'd like to see... And that's an interesting point that we normally don't acknowledge by Leonardo in the chat is that tomorrow does look like a big rainstorm. So I don't think they'll be saving anyone. Like when you talk about Britain, he's been getting used. I think tomorrow's looking like a rest day for the bullpen. So yeah, I think you got.
Ottavino, I could see not being used. He went 1.1 yesterday.
Right.
And he pitched. He had an off day before that, but pitched twice in a row. So twice in a row, day off. Then more than an inning. I can see them,
I think,
with the rain out, maybe, but I can see them trying to go, I think here's what they're
I think I know. I think I know what it is. I think I know what they want.
I think I know what they want to do.
Let's say it on 3.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Cole, Chad,
Britain.
I'm just going Cole, Chad.
Oh, you just want Cole, Chad,
yeah,
in the game. Okay. So you have him going
pretty close.
Pretty close.
Friends.
I have them. Well, you told me 6 was the baseline.
Eyes look good today.
If 6 is the baseline, I don't think they're going Cole to Chad. But yeah, I think Chad it's Chad's turn out of the pen.
Yeah.
Cole.
Chad. That's like mean.
Cole to Chad?
Yeah.
I mean, you go Britain at the end too.
Ugh.
Cole, pitching path to victory.
Phillies,
all of their relievers are rested.
Yes. Confirmed.
Cool.
Affirmative. Yeah, and you wonder what kind of funny bit. Like, has Arrieta pitched this year? No, right? Has he?
I would guess so. I would guess they're
like
resetting.
No, he hasn't pitched this year.
Cool.
So, let's see what he looks like. Who knows what his pitch count is at? I wonder if he's at, like, a 60 or if he's at 80.
Yeah, you would guess he's not fully.
Yeah.
Not fully going.
So, we might, that'll be interesting if it's close
or. Wonder
early.
If he's been doing bullpens?
Going to be a bullpen.
Maybe
shit
put a bunch of weights
Philly.
On the Wii?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or do like that weighted ball you see him use in the bullpen, a weighted Wii controller.
Is Arrieta going to be gone after like 3 by design?
There's
is this
going to
be
chance.
A slop fest?
This might be sloppy.
Is this like the Phillies like summer camp game? Like, let's just get into the swing of things.
I mean, they haven't played in a while. I don't know. We don't know how stretched out Arrieta is. He could be stretched out to 80. He could be stretched out to 90. But a lot of starters we've seen first time through this year have been closer to 60. So... could be him with a lot of bullpen. We'll see what that looks like.
Okay. Good. We'll see what it looks like.
Well rested.
What do we do next? Is it time for the Homer Draft?
Yeah, we kind of jumped the what to watch fors, but it was...
Oh, what do you have? What was yours?
I did 2 off of your 1, so I don't know. Do you want more?
Did you have an original one?
It was kind of catcher ball.
Catcher ball? I like that. Okay.
Like the catchers.
All right. Cool.
Didi's back, people. A lot of you are more excited than us about that.
What do you think a Phillies bullpen day looks like? I'll tell you it's right now. Bad. No, it's not good. They don't have a good pen.
It's bad.
I mean,
maybe
what?
Arrieta to Pivetta. Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Arrieta.
The Ettas. Ooh.
One's name's Rats, the other's Blast.
That's Etta who sings that, right? Etta James.
Her name was Etta James. She sang.
I thought you had taste. Don't.
I don't know Etta.
You don't know Etta James?
Last.
My love has come along.
Does that song?
Yeah.
Phillies bullpen. That song.
My lonely days.
Phillies bullpen stinks.
And life is but a song.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Wild Homer draft yesterday. Lord. Absolutely wild Homer draft. I was up 2-0 going into game three. I had Gardner game one. I had Judge game two. I was up 2-0. Now,
all falls
Judge
down.
Hits two in game three. And Jake ties me.
All falls down.
So Jake's up 5-3 total score. Series score, Jake's up 1-0.
Thank you.
You guys tied the past two series.
Tied the past two series.
Yeah. And I've got you on the year, I think. Total yabos.
Yeah, Judge helped you out.
We like Aaron Judge here. Who's up first?
Well, I fucking have no idea, dude. It's been very tough to keep track of. I was supposed to go first game one.
Let's make an order now.
I was supposed to go first, but you went first because we were in traffic. Then you went first. Then I went first. You go first.
I will go first today. You go first tomorrow.
Good order. Good order. Zach, can you keep that down somewhere? Just in your head.
In your head.
First?
Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy will go first tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Jake's going first today.
Yeah. I'm a man of the people. You know this.
Oh, I'm a man of the papal.
Papal.
I'm a man of the papal.
Catholic.
I'm not sure. I'm going to take Aaron Judge.
Oh, wow. Going out on a limb.
Yeah, he's on this homer streak. Ale Player of the Week. Maybe you heard of it.
I thought it was Al Player of the Week.
I got to keep it rolling. I would feel like such a casserole if he hits another home run and I had first pick and I did not take him.
Okay.
My hand's been forced.
Okay.
You get two picks. What was that?
Okay.
You saw that.
Okay.
See, I always want to get sneaky.
You always want to get sneaky.
Well, like, why not? Why would I get sneaky when you're beating me in the homer draft? I am taking, with my first pick, Jean-Claude Stanchon.
Okay. Heard it familiar.
Some people call him G. Some people call him
nice.
Mike.
Nailed it.
Do I get to go next?
You do.
I have a lot of pressure.
You don't. I want you to know you don't.
I have a lot of pressure on myself.
Okay.
I take this seriously.
I like that about you.
I think whoever I don't pick will hit a home run and you'll get him.
Ah!
Also, it's a... also...
Let's go. Adam.
Our friend did that to us in college, and we just... he would do it seriously. We were just dying. Ah! It's a 4-game set, people.
Ooh. Holy
so
smokes.
You can't choose the same guy twice in the same series. And we have a 4-game series, so...
Kind of regretting the Judge pick.
That's why... Yeah, so when we get to the end of the series, you still want names on the board. The Yankees are throwing a lot of weird people in this lineup, so I'm trying to think, do I take Ford while he's on there? God. Or is that too tricky? Do I take Gary? Because Jake said the catcher ball. Taking Gary.
Nice.
Play. I hate taking Gary and Stan game one of a 4-game set. It's a bad strategy.
It's a strong strategy.
Take Wade, you bitch.
Whoa. you gotta chill out, man. I'm taking Mike Ford. This is an obvious pick.
If
the producer's just not.
If Ford homers, I'll suck.
I think he's gonna. I mean, area to splits are terrible. It's a four-game set.
I talked myself out of it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
If Ford homers, I'm going to spit on you first thing tomorrow morning.
Better not. It's not nice.
Not. It's not meant to be.
Okay.
That's not the intent. God damn it. All right.
Over-under?
Yeah, the over-under. I mean...
Garrett Cole.
10. I'm guessing it's 10.
I'm going lower. I'm going...
9.5?
9. Cole's good.
The over-under is... We're waiting for it.
It takes a second on our end.
Tick, 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 tick,
tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick, tick.
Whoop! 9. Good call, Jake.
Cole's really good.
Yeah. I'm taking the under.
Super good. Ooh, that's interesting. Cole could just like...
Hey, we both got the over yesterday.
Bang. Pretty huge.
I'm taking the under. I think it's like an 8-0 win.
Ooh, so you're still kind of close, but...
I think that's like max win.
You know what?
Yanks might throw up 4 in the second inning and then call it quits and let Cole do his thing. And then it's a 5-0 final.
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
They push 1 or 2 across Cole. And I think the Phillies pitching is just like... The Yanks lineup's pretty tuned in right now. Phillies haven't been playing games.
Yeah, but I think Cole blanks them. I think they're going summer camp mode. Like, hey, guys, obviously the results of this game do not matter.
Yeah.
Just see the ball, feel good in the box, and we'll get him tomorrow.
Yeah, I could see Cole. I don't want to say he's in experiment mode. The dude knows what he's doing. But like we saw against Baltimore in his first start, you know, he's going to give up a solo shot or something like that. And then maybe if it's a blowout late, you see Avalon or something like that, Holder show. My guy. It's a risky over. I like your pick.
Yeah. What is the over under 4?
Ooh.
Run scored in the game tonight.
Total run scored in the game.
Yeah, total run scored in the game tonight.
Some people bet baseball games that way.
Yeah. How many strokes of Wade's hair we'll see today?
Ooh, interesting. He should make that a thing.
Yeah. Did he ever respond or like or anything? Did he engage with that video at all?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Do we have his number?
I don't think so. I think we're DM friends.
Oh, okay. Send him that video. Hey, you never commented on this. Did you like it?
Yeah, you bumped the brakes on that.
You think I would actually do that?
Yeah.
I would not.
As a joke.
I don't text players. You do?
I don't text players.
Cole Tucker? Peter Moreland?
Cole Tucker texts me.
Oh, yeah. Text me, too. Just Arrieta sucks now that he doesn't use Pez.
LOL. Got him.
LOL. Got him. anything else?
I think that's it. Sharp stats tomorrow. Tweet at Katie Sharp if you have any ideas of what you'd like to hear her discuss. We just recorded the voicemail ep that drops tomorrow.
The Cardinals player is going to a casino. Someone commented that isn't... I don't think that's real.
I don't think that's confirmed yet.
Well, no, someone went to a outdoor concert at a casino, a player, and he posted an Instagram picture of him there, but he was social distancing and wearing a mask and all right. that. Like, you can't shame him for that.
Right.
So I think people are just getting caught up in the shame game.
Oh, big time.
Which is very frustrating.
Big time, big time. Cole and Pinstripes. Good call, Dylan.
Little Q&A. Yeah, we do a little Q&A at the end, but you got to be quick with it.
We got to go today.
Trying to be home in a half hour, make my fiance very happy.
Happy.
13 tested positive. Yikes, that'll happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to be that cavalier about it, but we already knew that 2 days ago, so it's not surprising. Did that just come out?
The number just came out, I'm guessing.
We knew that.
We didn't know the number.
We knew it was double digits.
We knew it was big, yeah. Yeah.
Gregorius revenge game. Guess so. I mean, they probably could pop a homer. If anyone pops Cole, I think it would be a Didi homer.
That's not a bad call.
Anything else? Watch along tonight? No, we're both watching from our respective houses. I mean, if it's a close game, maybe I'll go live on Periscope. We could both go live on... Do you have cable, right?
7 players, 6 staff members. Go live. Yeah, I have cable.
So we'd be watching at the same time, unlike when we were
on IG Live.
So we could do an IG Live if we wanted to.
We could.
If it was like extra innings or something.
Like home with our
I don't really
small
want
families, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to, but cool. All right. I'd love to see a standing O for Didi from the stands, meaning the Yankees pitchers who aren't in the dugout. That'd be weird as hell.
It could be funny if the pitchers are doing it
very
like
ironically. Yeah. Very sarcastically. Yeah. Didi's probably going to take a curtain call.
Sure.
It's the biggest curtain call taker to ever wear pinstripes.
Like that. Enjoy it, kids.
All right, Jake with the fresh shave. Yeah, your face looks great.
Better than with the beard. No arguments.
Cool. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll have Sterling take you out with the Ford home run call.
It is high. It is far. It is gone. There's the first major league home run from Mike Ford. And for the Yankees, there's a Ford in your future. Mike, is Ford tough?
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.